Hey everybody, this is Fred McKinnon with Highest Praise Productions. It is Tuesday, October the 18th, 2005. Welcome to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. For those of you who have been listening, you know last week was a unique podcast. It was our first ever podcast of the Highest Praise newsletter in audio form. Basically, instead of featuring new music, we just talked about what was in the newsletter. And typically this podcast, I'll play new music from worship leaders and songwriters that I've found, that I work with, and have music that we're allowed to play. Try to show you some new music from people that you might not hear otherwise. They have some great praise and worship songs and some really great anointed instrumental artists as well. And so we talked about getting back on schedule with that. So here's our next podcast. But the news is this is going to be a unique podcast as well. I want to do that. I really want to play some new music for you. And I've got quite a playlist of music that I'm eager to send to you. But I have something different in my heart today. Today you could call this a trial run, a test run. But today, this podcast is going to be about you and God. Because this podcast is going to be a short but meaningful worship experience between myself, you, and the Lord. See, I've had it in my heart. I'm a worship leader at two churches, and I leave sometimes on Sunday after ministering there, and I think, you know, these people, myself included, they're so privileged to come together with the body of Christ and be led in song, but then they go home and it's a week before they gather again and do that. And I used to think, man, I wish that I could just go home with these folks and get up in the morning, have some coffee, and sit down in their living room at their piano and just have them sit on the floor or kneel down or get comfy on their couch and lay back and close their eyes and just worship a little bit. If I could do that, and that would draw them into a place where they were closer to God and where it was easier for them to worship, then it would be worth it. You know, I met with my worship team at Christian Renewal Church of St. Simon's last night, and I told them as we prayed, I said, you know, our main role here is to make it easy for the congregation to worship, whether it's through the music that we play and the songs that we sing. We're facilitators to help you worship, and that's what this is about today. I'm sitting at the piano here, playing, talking in this mic, and I'm going to begin to worship. I'm just going to begin to bless God. And I'm going to do it as if you were right here in the room with me. So I'd invite you to join me as we worship God together. This is your own personal worship leader leading you in your own personal worship segment today. And because this isn't so much about entertainment, I'm not just featuring music for you. This is a time to meet with God. So I hope you can listen now, but if you're in a place where you're just kind of checking this out, maybe you're at work or you're busy, my encouragement to you is sure, listen if you want, but be sure and download this into your program or burn it to a CD or copy it over to your iPod or to your portable media device or save it on your computer where you can listen through your speakers and get to a place where you can get just close your eyes and meditate on the Lord. You see, we're so busy. This world is so hectic, and none of us really much take the time we should to stop and give God praise, to love on Him and allow Him to love back on us. So that's what we're going to do now. Just join me now. As we start, I want to encourage you, if this blesses you, this is a trial. This is not what the Highest Praise Worship Podcast is like at all, usually. But this is really in my heart. If this blesses you, please go to highestpraise.com/podcast and find today's entry, October 18th, and leave a comment. Let me know who you are, where you're listening from, and if you like this. Because if the response is positive to this, we'll keep going. I'll probably keep the Highest Praise Worship Podcast as is and continue to introduce new music and feature new artists. And I'll most likely create a brand new podcast on a different page that you can subscribe to. And then maybe it'll be once a week, 2-3 times a week. As much as the Lord leads, I'll meet with you You'll meet with me and we'll worship God together. Because of copyright restrictions, I'm not able to just sing some of the popular songs that you may know from church. I'm definitely working on that, securing licensing, and God's giving me favor with some of the major record labels and publishers, so keep that in your prayers. So for now, I'm just going to have to worship with songs either that I've already been given permission to use or that my company controls the copyrights to. Even greater and even more special is songs that'll just come forth spontaneously right now in this place. This won't be overproduced. I'm just going to sing. I'm just going to worship. I'm going to upload this and podcast it to you. Join me as we worship. This is a song called Draw Near. It's written by a guy named Kevin Stokes. Kevin's not with us anymore. He was in our church for a long time, and he's no longer alive, but he left us with this song, and it comes from James, where God said, "Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you." Worship with us.
You have given me the spirit of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you, Abba, Father. You have given me the spirit of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you.
Let's sing that together. You have given me.
You have given me the spirit of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you, Abba, Father. You have given me the spirit of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you. Draw near, I hear your voice calling me. Yeah. Draw near, I hear your voice calling me. Of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you, Abba, Father. You have given me the spirit of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you. Thank you. I'll sing of your mercy. I'll sing of your mercies, Lord. Sing of your great love. I'll sing of your mercies, Lord. Your mercies are new. Your mercies are brand new. I'll give my worship to you. For your mercy are brand new. We need to know that, Church of God. We need to know that God's mercies are brand new. You see, if we come around and we're full of condemnation and guilt in our hearts, we think that God has it for us. If we're full of condemnation and we just think that God has given up on us and that we're so repulsive to Him that we can't even come before Him, you'll never be able to be a worshiper in spirit and truth. That condemnation will keep you out of God's presence every time. And God's Word says that His mercies are new every morning, new every day. His Word says, confess your sins and I will be faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Right now, whoever you are, wherever you are, and you're worshiping and you're listening to this, the Word of God to you is that He loves you. He forgives you. And He wants so badly to reveal Himself to you. Right now, Father, we confess our sins to you. Right where you are, just take a moment and do that. There may be something specific that comes to mind that you want to confess to God. Father, we confess those things. The things that we've done, the things we've said, the things that we've thought that we're not in your will, that we're not pleasing to you, O Lord, that grieved your Holy Spirit. And God, those things that we did not do, those things we did not say, where we were disobedient to follow through, God, forgive us for those sins of omission, God. We ask for your cleansing. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Give us clean hands. Give us a pure heart. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. And Father, we are grateful. Your word says that we have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who is perfect, without sin, who is tempted in every way, just like us. But he was without sin and he died so that we could be forgiven, Lord. We shake off any kind of condemnation or guilt, Lord, and we receive your forgiveness. And we stand before you, humbled, but grateful, Father, that you love us, that you want great things for us. We draw near to you, Lord. You have given me the spirit of the truth, and now my heart cries out to you, Abba, Father. You have given me the Spirit of the truth. And now my heart cries out to you. God, we love you. God, we praise you. We worship you and we honor you, Lord. With our lips, with our mouths, God, we confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We acknowledge you today. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just stir within us, give us wisdom and boldness. Lead us. Speak to us. Help us, God, to discern and hear your voice. We ask for your blessing, for your favor upon us, Lord. This morning I was reading the Word and just praying and having a good time with the Lord. I was reading out of Philippians 4:6. New Living Translation says, "Don't worry about anything." That's easy said, huh? Easier said than done. Thankfully, the Word doesn't stop there. It tells us what to do, you know. If you're going to tell somebody to do not do something, it's good to follow up with what they can do as an alternative. And God's Word does that. Philippians 4:6, it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. And if you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." You know, I've been facing some issues in my own life. Figuratively speaking, there's some mountains in front of me that just seem like I can't climb. They've caused some stress and some anxiety in my own life. And every day, it's a real work to lay that down and trust God with it. But I'm doing my best to not worry. I've been doing that today, and God's peace is with me. And I pray God's peace to be with you. If there are things in your heart that are causing stress and concern and anxiety for family members, your spouse, your job, your career, your finances, your health, the Word of God is clear. Do not worry, but pray. And pray with a heart full of thanksgiving. It doesn't just say pray, it says pray and give thanks. That's the pathway of praise into God's court, into His temple. Come into His presence, what? With thanksgiving in your heart. That's the front door, folks. I pray that this time has touched you. If you're listening and you've been blessed, you've received ministry, will you please just let me know? The way you do that is you go to highestpraise.com/podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. You find today's entry. It's probably at the very top, unless you're catching this later. And you just scroll down to the bottom of the liner notes. And these liner notes on the website, we'll put the lyrics to the songs when we can and scripture references. Scroll down there and you'll see a place to leave a comment. Click on that comments link and leave a comment. Let me know who you are, where you are, where you're listening from, and let me know if this touches you. If the response is good, I'll just keep doing this. We'll keep the Highest Praise Worship Podcast as is, probably. I still want to bring you new music from worship leaders and songwriters, but my heart is burdened for the people of God to help them encounter God in true Spirit-led worship. With this technology, with podcasting, see, I can meet with you. You can meet with me, and we can worship together all over the world.
You say we don't have to wait until Sunday. Now, I feel strongly that as believers we should attend a local church. I don't want podcasting to ever take the place of the local church, or this worship segment to ever take the place of your corporate time of worship, but rather to enhance it. You know, to make this podcast is a great thing because it structures in my schedule some time where I get to worship and you get to be a part of it with me. And but I want to know that you've been blessed. I want to know that you've received from the Lord today. And how awesome would it be for us to meet once a week, 2-3 times a week? As many times as God is enabling me. So may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you. May His favor be on you. May the wisdom of His Holy Spirit come forth through you. And may His kingdom be advanced through you, His royal ambassador here on the earth. And may you close this prayer, this time of worship, with a new awareness of His presence, with a clean heart, a fresh start. God bless you.